story too. Together, we do more. Stories from Shoney, the retired sled dog, brought to you by SledDogPodcast.com.
Hi, everyone. So glad you could stop by this part of the kennel for a chat. I was just thinking about my litter mates this morning and thought you might like to know about them. I have two sisters, Cheyenne and Dakota, and one brother, Cody. Since my mom, Granny, and dad, Stubby, look nothing alike, we, of course, are all different. Last time I told you about the different positions a sled dog can have, and interestingly enough, your personality can usually fit that position. Now, if you have litter mates, or, you know, brothers and sisters, you may have figured out that you have different personalities, too. You may look alike, but may not like the same things, or maybe aren't good at the same things. See, that's what's so great about a sled dog team. Everyone has a job, and when we work well as a team, the team runs well. It's similar in a family, you know. When a family works together, each doing a certain job or using their talents, the job gets done. I learned that when I was a pup, that together you can do more. So I've always tried to work well in a team, no matter what job I was given. Now back to my litter mates. Well, first let's start with Cheyenne. She enjoys run and swing, but really enjoys being on an orderly team. Her harness never gets messed up, and she never tangles. Well, if you just walk right over to her house, you'll get the picture. Her run is always clean. You never even find a morsel of food or a stray piece of hay lying around. Her water bowl is spotless and remains in the same spot. She's an excellent example to those around her. Everyone would love to have a nice run less hers, so her neighbors try to stay as neat as well. I think the master uses her a lot, not because she's faster or stronger, but because she's such a clean runner. He knows she will run well and remain in control. Oh, now this brings to mind a time when she was a pup. It was when we were still in the pen and...
Now, Shoney, don't you think the water bowls look nice lined up this way? Shoney, I know you like to dig, so I brought them over on this side where the ground is level and there is shade. This way, our water won't get tipped and will stay cool. Don't you just hate when the yucky sticks and dirt get into our water?
I do, Cheyenne, and boy, I would never have thought of moving the water bowls. Good job.
Thanks, Shoney. Well, I am off to rearrange the hay in our beds. Don't dig too deep now.
Oh, how blessed I was to have a sister that would make my bed. Now, on to my brother Cody. Well, due to Cody's size, of course, the master put him as wheel, and that suited Cody just fine. See, Cody is just, well, he's what you call a thinker. He looks like a mellow, laid-back fella, but I tell you, his brain is always at 100% usage. He likes running wheel because all he needs to do is pull and go, and that gives him plenty of time to think about things. He's constantly bringing up different ideas to make things better or improve something or other. If he sees something that's not working, why, he'll think about it until he has a solution to the problem. Now, lots of folks think he's shy, but he'll talk. He's not afraid to. It's just that he'd rather be thinking than talking. Oh, I remember a time when Silas kept getting tangled back in the winter of 1998.
Oh, there I go. I'm tangled again.
Silas, that's the second time today, and we just left the chute 15 minutes ago.
I don't mean to. I hope the master won't be too mad.
Now, all the while, Cody was back in wheel just a-thinking. See, this wasn't the first race that this happened, and he knew that this had to be a solvable problem. All of a sudden, Cody let out a bark.
Hey, guys! I got it. Silas, you need to run on the left side because you're left pawed. And Baruch, you stay on the right. See, you keep putting your left paw over too much and you get tangled.
Now, the master was listening to the barking of the three dogs as he was untangling Silas again, and he stepped back. And as he did that, he watched Silas hop over on the left side and Baruch switch too. Then he glanced back at Cody and chuckled, just scratching his chin, kind of knowing that Cody had just told them to switch. Why, Cody had also helped me find the best harness for me. He could tell that the harness that the master had put on me one day was too short and kept getting caught in my tail. So when we got back to the kennel, he trotted over and pulled a special harness off the wall and laid it by my house. The master found it there and chuckled again, not knowing who put it there, but tried it on and nodded his head in agreement. I've used that harness till the last race. So you see, my brother has been a great example to us in using his bright mind to help others around him. Now, lastly, my baby sister Dakota. Well, she's one of those dogs you cannot help but love. Being so small, she began as a swing, but soon after our second winter, the master found a new home for Dakota, and she left for couch sitting and ball catching. We all did miss her, though, because Dakota was, well, she was just fun. If you weren't laughing at her, you were laughing with her. She was always doing tricks to entertain, doing doggy cartwheels, tickling you, or telling jokes. When we were in the pen together, she played every moment she got. Now, she was usually messing up Cheyenne's stuff or disturbing Cody's new invention, but I always took time to play with her. Some of the older dogs thought she was just too hyper, but she could get a grin out of them as well. Now, I recall a time before she left us when Lydia was all in a bunch about having a Siberian directly behind her. See, Lydia's, well, quirky about some things. First of all, she overheard the master say once that she must be part German Shepherd, and from that day on, she began talking with a German accent. That's what I mean about quirky. Anyway, it all started when... I will not have this wolf dog behind me. Surely he will bite off my tail or nip my heels. Siberians belong in the back. So back, back, back.
Look loco, Lydia. I ain't like a wolf. I'm pure Siberian. And that's more than you can say about your family tree. So let's just hit the trail. And maybe, just maybe, I won't eat your tail, okay? Let's go.
Back, I tell you, I will not take orders from a wolf dog, and I will not lead this team anywhere with my tail in danger.
Hey, Lydia, I was wondering, did you ever learn to yodel, you know, like they do in the German Alps?
Well, of course I did. I'm German, aren't I?
Well, how about you and I yodel back and forth all the way down the trail? Won't that be fun? Let's try it. Yodel, 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 hee-hoo!
Yotale, 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 hee-hoo.
That's great, Lydia. I'll bet we'll get a great echo once we get into the woods. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, Dakota. I bet you're right. Hike, team. Yotale, 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 hee-hoo. The funny thing is Dakota motivated her with something fun so she could get running. But it wasn't because Dakota loved to run. She did it so the run could be done, and then she would be back in the kennel to play. See, the master knew that about her and blessed her with what was best for her. Well, that leaves me, and as you know, I love to lead and I love to run. Being a leader means I have to get along with everyone's different personality. I also have to know how to motivate or encourage everyone's different personality. And believe it or not, I enjoy figuring everyone's personality out. I also enjoy doing what needs to be done at 100%, whatever it may be for that day. If the kennel needs cleaning, I give it my best at 100%. If there's a problem, I do whatever it takes to solve it, even if it means that I have to find someone else to solve it. If the dogs are tired or sad and morale is low, I give them all the fun and happiness I can muster. Or at least I ask someone to help who is best at that. Since the dogs depend on me to lead them, I never want to let them down. You see, at the end of the day, I want my master to say, "Well done, Shoney." That's my motivation. The kennel is full of different personalities, and my littermates are just a few of them. To run a sled dog team, everyone needs to work together, and mostly everyone has to give of themselves to run a good race. I want to run a good race, so I give my best every time. Because I give my best, the dogs around me usually do the same. I learned that from my mom, Granny. Oh, did you just hear my tummy growl? Well, there's the master now to feed us. So, how about you and your litter mates? Are you working with them, or are you working against them? Living in a family or a kennel and getting along with one another is the first step to running a sled dog team. Are you running to win? Well, I hope so. I hope you have fun learning all about each other, too. And at the end of the day, may you hear the words from your master. Well done. Oh, goody, a little bit of venison mixed in. Bye for now.
Remember, the author and staff of SledDogPodcast.com offer their services free of charge. If you like what you're hearing, tell a friend. Or better yet, tell a friend and make a donation on the webpage to help support this audio program. Dog food is always welcome.